We begin.
They is da tesvav. We are on Yud Aleph Beis, the last line. But Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Harotze shikabel alav ol malchus shemayim shleima. Someone wants to accept upon himself complete ol malchus shemayim, do it in a complete fashion. What should he do? Yifane. First, he should take care of his needs, go to the bathroom. V'yitul yadav. Then he should wash his hands. V'yaniach tefillin. Put on tefillin. V'yikra kriyashma. Read kriyashma. V'yispalel. And then daven. Daven here probably means kriyashmon esrei. V'zohi malchus shemayim shleima. That is considered accepting all malchus shemayim in a complete fashion by doing all these things. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chiya said the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Kol ha'nifnet. Whoever takes care of his needs. V'notel yadav. And then washes his hands. V'yaniach tefillin. V'korik kriyashma. Umispalel, ma'ala alav hakasav, the kasav equates this, the pasuk equates this, ki'ilu bana mizbeach, it's as if he built a mizbeach, the hikriv alav karbon, and was makriv a karbon on that mizbeach. The ksiv, quoting a pasuk in Tehillim, Perakav Vav, erchatz b'nikayon kapai, I'll wash cleanly my hands, va'asobeva es mizbachecha Hashem, and I'll encircle, and I'll be considered as if I'm on the mizbeach Hashem. Seems to hear that the only thing that makes you mizbeach is that you have to wash. I don't know why you have to do everything else, but it just says erchatz, means I have to wash. But that's the pasuk they use. Amalei Rava, Rava says, no, lo sawa lamar ki ilu taval. It's even greater. If you do all these things, it's as if you went to mikvah. Seems to be that mikvah here is greater than being makir v'karvan, which is odd, because in order to be makir v'karvan, you have to first go to mikvah. So I'm not exactly sure what the stages are. Dechsev erchatz b'nikayon. Bloksiv architz kapai. It says archatz v'nikayon, which is mashma that everything, kol gufo, is washed, not just his hands. So that's as if. So if you do all these things, it's as if you built a mizbeach or a makom v'karbon. It's even as if you went to the mikvah. Rabbi Yonah just points out that why is the tefillin considered something that you're makabel omel v'shamayim? So Rabbi Yonah says, Tamir Rona says, mipnei shat tefillin shebarosh. So the neshama, you assume, is in the moach. So put on the tefillin shel rosh, your meshaved, your neshama. But with tefillin shel zroah and on the tefillin shel yad, adam meshaved gufo, your meshaved your guf, because that's tying your heart, because it's next to your heart, and the heart controls the taivos. So that's your meshaved, your guf. So v'shum kach, tivul hasim also k'neged alev, shalevu ikra taivos v'machshavos. U'v'zeh yiskor sabori, remember the kadosh baruch hu, v'yamis hana asav, and you'll remind your what you want, your pleasures. And he says, mezuzah, when it comes to mezuzah, mishabed adam mamono. That's how you mishabed your possessions, because you put it on your house, you put it on your most prized possession, is your house. Elo shelo hizkiru kana mezuzah. Why aren't you masking mezuzah then over here? We're talking about the shama, the guf, and the mamon, so why don't you say that you have to do the mezuzah here? He says, mnesha mitzvasa nasis b'sha acheres. You do it different, mezuzah, now's not the time for mezuzah. But imagine everyone getting up and kissing the mezuzah, and during tefillah, it'd be a bit of a balagan. Fine. That's the svar as to what that means with the mishabed yagufo with your tefillin. So Amrle back to Gemara. Ravina says to Rava, Chazi Mar Hay Surin Rabbanon. Go look and see this wonderful Talmud Chacham, the Asim Mar Rava, who came to us in Bavel from Eretz Yisrael. He came from the west. But Amar, and he said, Misha Ein Lo Mayim Lirchol Tziyadav. Whoever does not have water to wash their hands for kriyashma and for tefillah, mikaneach yadav afar ubitzur. He can wipe his hands with dust or with some sort of stone. Just has to clean his hands. Ubikismis, there's some sort of thorn to clean his hands off from the dirt. Amar le shafirka amar. You're right. He's right. Because look at the pasuk. The pasuk doesn't say miksiv erchatz b'mayim. The pasuk we quote didn't say erchatz b'mayim, to wash with hands, right? It says erchatz b'nikayon ksiv. Kol midi menaki, anything that cleanses you, you can use. So erchatz menaki. So machlokas, what happens if you don't have water and you're washing your hands this way? What bracha do you make in the morning? So the Rush and the Meiri both say that you should say the bracha of al nikiyos yadayim. But the Gra and Orachayim Siman Dalet Sichaveis quotes the Rashba, who says that even this way you should say netilas yadayim. So the Gemara continues. The Ha Rav Chizda Layit, Rav Chizda made fun or cursed Aman de Mahader Amaya b'Indan Slosa. He would make fun or curse those who would go find water to try to get water to wash their hands before Zman Tefillah. That's what you need the water for. You can just use something else to wipe your hands. Because what happens is you're going to miss the Zman Tefillah. So, but Hani Mili, the idea is that you don't have to chase after water. That's the Kriyashma. That's only the garden Kriya Shema. Aval tefillah mehadar. But for tefillah, you do have to go after water. So there seems to be a chilik here between, we discussed this before, Josh, between Kriya Shema and Shemona Esrei. According to Rashi, Rashi says, with Kriya Shema, be'idna de Kriya Shema shezmana kavua, penyavu or zman. You're afraid that you're going to pass the time of Kriya Shema. Aval tefillah de chol hayom zmanahu, but tefillah you have the whole day, sarach l'mahadir mayi, supposed to go chase after water. So all the Rishonim asked the question, what are you talking about, Rashi? There's no zman for tefillah? Zman Kriya Shema is gimel shows. Zman tefillah is dal shows. You just have one. If you're worried about the zman, then you should be worried about the zman everything. And if you're worried about the zman that's going to pass, then at night, maybe Rashba adds, maybe at night you should continue for Kriya Shema also, because you have all night to find it. The Tosos and the Rush, Tosos takes out the Girsa. Tosos says that you don't have this Girsa of the Kriya Shema of Atfila Mahadir. He doesn't have that Girsa. Others, the Rush answers, first, Adonai Yontov says that maybe you can answer for Rashi and say that the difference is that by Tfila, what do you have a concept of Tashlumin? So you chase after the water, because if you can't find the water and you miss the Zman, so you make it up. That's considered onus, and you can have Tashlumin. Rishonim don't say that. They say there's another difference, is that Kriya Shema is Deoraisa. And therefore, you don't want to miss the Zman Deoraisa, and Tfila is the Zman is Derabanan. Or the other way around is that it's sort of ironic, but that Tfila, even though it's Derabanan, is more, the Rabbanan were more Machmir when it came to it, because the concept of standing Lifnei Hashem maybe requires you to have more cleanliness. The ad kama, and how far do you have to Krishma, or whether it's Krishma and Tfila, depending on your gear. So the ad kama, do you have to go after water? Ad parsa. You have to walk for a parsa. Parsa is 4 mil, right? About 3 miles. Bahani milu kamei, and that is walking forward. That is going, if you're going in your direction, you keep going for 3 miles. Abala chorei, but to retrace your steps, afilu mil einu chozer. You don't have to go back even a mil, which is one a quarter of a parsa. But minah mil hu deinu chozer, ham pachas min mil chozer. You do have to, if it's less than a mil to get water, for whatever reason you need the water, you do have to go back. This is one of these halachas that I know myself, I'm not very makbid on. People, you know, see people you have to wash. You go wash your hands before davening. You don't need a kli. Mr. Moshe says that there was a whole shayla about washing nekavas in the bathroom. He says, well, here you may be able to wash in the bathroom. It's just for cleanliness purposes to wash your hands and be prepared before you start davening. What happens now? Let's say we washed our hands before we learned, and now we're not doing anything but learning. Do you still have to wash your hands before davening? What about, you have mincha marav, so you daven mincha, you wash your hands before mincha, you daven mincha, Rav gives us 5 minutes, and then you have to wash your hands again. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. Next Mishnah. Now we're going to talk about how you're supposed to read Kriya Shema. Hakore es hashma. Someone is reading Shema, the lo hishmiya la ozno, and he doesn't hear what he says. Not hear her. He says it, moves his lips, but he doesn't hear what he says. Yotza. He's yotze ischi of Kriya Shema. Rabbi Yossi omer lo yotza. Rabbi Yossi says he's not yotze. Kara below dikdek va'osi yoseha. He reads, but he's not medakdik in the words. He doesn't pronounce them properly or doesn't enunciate them properly. He doesn't, he messes up on the syllables. So Rabbi Yossi Omer Yotze, here we flip it around. Rabbi Yossi says that you are Yotze. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lo Yotze. Rabbi Yehuda says you're not Yotze. You have to make sure that the words are said properly. Hakore Limafreya, someone who reads Kriya Shema Limafreya, backwards. We already had this machlok, what does backwards mean? Rashi says you read the psuk, each pasuk backwards. So says that's gibberish, that means you full psukim out of order. Parshas out of order may not be a problem, but psukim out of order, of course, Limafreya, Lo Yotze. Tanakama says Lo Yotze. Kara v'ta'a, let's say you're reading Kriya Shema, whatever, and you messed up where you are. You forgot where you are. Yachzor l'makom shata'a, you go back to where you remember. It happens often, you told the post v'necha, mayin v'hafta, mayin v'haya. Go back to where you know where you are, and then you continue. We continue from there. Okay. That happens to be a very interesting machlokas, Rambam and Raivit, because we're going to see that, can you read Kriya Shema languages other than Hebrew? So Paskin, b'di'evid, you can do that. So the Rambam Paskin said if you're reading Kriya Shema in any other language, you have to be medakdek ba'osi yoseh in that language. If you're reading it in English, you have to be very careful that you read the English properly. The Rambam says, what are we talking about? Medakdek ba'osi yoseh is because you're reading it in Hebrew. That's where you have to read it. Be very careful. Well, why would you need it to be medakdek so much ba'osi yoseh if you're reading it in German or you're reading it in French? Doesn't the Rambam, the right, the Rambam write it? Okay, the Gemara explains. My time to Rabbi Yossi. What's the reason that Rabbi Yossi says in the Reisha that you're not Yotze if you don't hear what you say in Kriya Shema? My time to Rabbi Yossi. He says, Mishum Dixiv, the Pasuk says, Shema, you have to hear. Hashma lo osnacha, Masha atam motzi mipicha. You have to hear what you say. Shema, you have to hear. The whole thing is listening. So, Atanakama, Savar, Shema, what does Shema mean? B'chol lashon shatashame. You can say Kriya Shema, like we just said, in any language that you feel that you would that you understand. Kol lashon atah shomea. Rabbi Yossi, what does he do? How does he learn that you can read Kriya Shema b'chol lashon shatashameya? He says, because from Shema tarti Shema minei, you can hear, you can learn both. You can learn both from that pasuk. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Samach Beis Sif Beis Yochol Likrosa B'chol Lashon. You can say it in any lashon, right? V'yizahir Midivri Shibush Shiva Oso Lashon. And you should be very careful by saying the words properly in that language. So he's passing like the Rambam. The Rambam is in Perek Beis Hilchos Kriya Shema, right? V'didaktik Bo Kimo B'Lashon Hakodesh. So be careful. You say it in English as if you're saying it in Hebrew. So the Mechaber going straight like the Rambam. Mr. Brewer points out, b'chol lashon is b'dafkus shemaybim b'oso lashon. You have to understand that language. So if I can't say it in Portuguese, I have to say it in English. I don't know the language I understand. Right? He says, b'hu adim b'tfila. Mr. Brewer says the same thing when it comes to one esrei, b'rechaz amazon, b'kiddush, b'rechaz amitzvos, b'peiros, v'halel. You have to do, you're able to do it. Aval l'mitzvah min ha-mufkar, it's dafka b'lashon ha-kodesh. Specifically, mitzvah min ha-mufkar is dafka b'lashon ha-kodesh. The Shulchan Aruch again says in Siman Kuf Aleph in Baruch Shmuel Esrei, he says Yachol lihispalo b'chol lashon sheyirtzeh. You can daven in any language that you want. And then the Mishnah Berurah again quotes Omitzin Mukhlu Dafka b'lashon Kodesh Dafka in Hebrew. And then he quotes Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. Now Chasam Sofer, when he's writing these Tshuvas, you have to understand what the sociological impact was going on at the time. The Chasam Sofer was arguing against the Reform movement, who was basically changing all the liturgy. He says I am a Tshuvas Chasam Sofer sheherich b'kama rayos. It's only, you know, once in a while. To just daven all the time in English or German at the time, he says that's not. You're not allowed to do that. That's only a cry. You can daven b'lashon other than lashon hakodesh. Okay. Tanan Hasam. We learned in a Mishnah in Trumos. Second Mishnah in Mishnah Trumos. Cheresh hamedaber v'eino shomeya. A cheresh, in this case, is somebody who can speak, but he cannot hear. Lo yitrom, he should not be the one to tie it, to take off the trumas. Why? Because he's not going to hear the bracha of to separating truma. Nevertheless, utaram trumaso truma. But if he did take it off with the eved, he's fine, he's yotze. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, why would the bracha be ma'akev the mitzvah? What you didn't do the bracha. But him tarem truma. So man tana, who is the tana? And we had a machlokas Rav Yossi and Rav Yehuda in our Mishnah, whether or not you have to hear yourself reading Kriya Shema. So man tana here about the cheresh hamedaber eino shomea d'v'eved in, that if he did b'd'eved, he's yotzei, and the truma is fine, even if he didn't hear the bracha, but lichatchila lo, but he shouldn't do that lichatchila. Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Yossi. It's going like Rav Yossi, because Rav Yossi is the one who says in our Mishnah that you're not yotzei if you don't hear Kriya Shema. It's nan, hakores hashema b'lo shmila ozna yotza divrei Rav Yehuda. Which is interesting because Rabbi Yehuda does not say that in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, it's just a Tanakama. Look at our Mishnah. Sakoris Hashma Velo Shmila Ozma Yotso. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lo Yotso. The Gemara is assuming here. Tosis points out that sheet is a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda because in the Emsa of the Mishnah, it's Rabbi Yehuda. But it may not. That's the whole point, the whole continuation of the Gemara assumes that that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. So he says, so Rabbi Adkan lo ka'am Rabbi Yossi. So say Rabbi Yossi says that you're not Yotzi if you don't hear yourself. That's only Gabi Kriya Shema. That's only comes to Kriya Shema. Why? Let me deraisa, because that's a chi of deraisa that you have to hear it. Aval Truma, so Truma itself, being Mafish Truma is deraisa, it's Mishum Brachahu, the Bracha derabanan. The Bracha is only a derabanan. Below the Bracha Talya Milsa. It's very mistaber. The mitzvah is not totally in the Bracha. The mitzvah is taloy in. Doing the truma. It's interesting over here. I thought that what about if you had, and I saw this in the Tosafot Rush, what if you have a bracha that is midoraisa? Right, a bracha that is midoraisa, you don't mention the bracha, a yotzi the mitzvah. For example, what would that be? Those who hold that birchas haTorah is midoraisa. So what if you don't make birchas haTorah and then learn? Did you learn? Well, the Gemara that says, what was the reason the second base of Mikdash was destroyed? Because they weren't Baruch Birchas Torah. So everyone goes, what does that mean? They didn't do Birchas Torah. Maybe they didn't do Birchas Torah. If you don't do Birchas Torah, you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah. So all they learned they did counted for nothing. So maybe that's just a thought. The low Baruch Tfilah. So the Gemara says, okay, so now we just said that the Mishnah in Trumos is that, the Mitzvah in Trumos is that goes according to Rav Yossi because that's a Durabanan. He says you're not Yotzei Midoraisa, but Midorabanan you would be Yotzei Bidiyeved if you don't make the Bracha. Umi Ma'idi Rav Yossihi. How do you know this is the Mishnah in Trumos is going like Rav Yossi? Dim Rav Yehudihi. Maybe it's Rav Yehuda, who's cholik in Rav Yossi in our Mishnah, but Amar Kriyashma Nami Dieved in Lichatil Yotlo. Maybe in our Mishnah, when he says you don't see Kriyashma, that's only Bidiyeved if you don't hear. So just like Bidiyeved in Kriyashma and Bidiyeved here. So two places, if you don't hear what you're saying, it's only Yotzei Bidiyeved. So the Gemara says, Teda, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yehuda says, the Ketani HaKorei, which is Lashon of Bidiyeved. If you happen to read Kriyashma, you didn't hear it, you're Yotzei. So say, that's Bidiyeved. Dieved in, Lechatzil Lo. So right now, we're up to the point of saying that the Mishnah Shumos goes like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold that you have to hear yourself Lechatzil Lo, but you're only Yotzei Bidiyeved. So Amri, they said, Ketani HaKorei, no, the Lashon of our Mishnah is not a riot to Rabbi Yehuda. It's only to show us how powerful Rav Yossi's Shita is. Then Rav Yossi is going to say, by Krishma, even by the Eved, you're not Yotzei. Right? Because if you're talking about Rav Yehuda, then Afilu L'chadchila Nami Yotzei. He's going to say that you're Yotzei even L'chadchila. So the Mishnah Shumos now cannot be going according to Rav Yehuda. It only can be going according to Rav Yossi and make a distinction between... That's what they're saying. That's the only reason why Tosafot asked the question. It says, well, maybe it's only saying that, I don't know, they're assuming that the Eved, the Lashon, is only to show the Rav Yossi. But the assumption of the Gemara is now is that Rabbi Yehuda says that even the Chachlila Yotzei this way. It's not going to be the Maskana. But that's what their assumption is. And therefore, there's no pure Raya from that Mishnah. And if there's no pure Raya from that Mishnah, that means that he's not the Tana of the Mishnah in Trumos. Question is, why do you need everything to line up, I guess? But so now the Gemara says, okay, so what happened? What'd you do? Humayu Kimta, where are we standing right now? We're saying now that the Mishnah in Truma that says, L'chadchila, yes, L'chadchila, no, but the Eved, yes, that's going to Rav Yossi. That's going according to the Shita Rav Yossi, and Rav Yehuda would say that even L'chadchila, it's fine. So the Ella Had Sanya, let's look at the following Brisa. The Brisa says, Lo yivarech adam birchas hamazon belibo. A person should not say birchas hamazon belibo. Belibo here again means without saying the words out loud. You have to speak it, but hearer doesn't count. This hearer is lav kedivor dami, right? But u im birich yotze. But if you're yotze, if you said it this way, you're still yotze. Just keep in mind, birchas hamazon kol oshitas is a mitzvah d'oraisa. So it's the same thing as kriyashma. So Mani, so who's this Brisa like? It's lo k'Rav Yossi, lo k'Rav Yehuda. It's not going to go either point of Rav Yossi or Rav Yehuda. The ik k'Rav Yehuda, if we're going to call Rav Yehuda, ha'amar l'chadchila nami yotzeh. Rav Yehuda, we just established, the Rav Yehuda says by Kriyashma, that even l'chadchila, if you don't hear it, you're yotzeh. So what we hear is talking about only b'di'evit. That's not going according to Rav Yehuda. V'i Rav Yossi, d'evit nami lo. And according to Rav Yossi, b'di'evit, you should be yotzeh b'rechaz ha'mazon, just like you're not yotzeh b'di'evit by Kriyashma. They're both their isons. Yoshima by right? So but he's saying the reason why.
It's much better that
if there was no.
That's
a good point. Right. So Tosos, I think, says an E. He says. Right. Tosos gets a question. Im Tomer lo olam aim lachar Rabbi Yosi. Look, Tosos E. Lo olam aim lachar Rabbi Yosi he ubir chasamazun shani the lo ksiv be shema. The Mishnah Truma, the El Megillah Kaman, Shem, the Rana Yeshua, the Mosa Kriya Shmash, the Gil Shach, Yishmael, the Ozno. Right, says, V'yesh Lomar, right, so look at the end. Then the Tosos, V'yesh Lomar, Kevan, Shetiknu, Shetzarech, Lashmila, Ozno, Kemo, B'Kriya Shema, Hoel, Umid, Rabbana, Miyat, Tzarech, Lashmila, Ein Lechal, B'Kriya Shema, B'Kriya Shema, Ozno, the Filip, the Yevet, Islam, the Meimash, Lo Yotza. Once you go on, once you have Shema, and that's a Dol Raisa, so we're going to learn that anytime you have a Dol Raisa, we're supposed to say something, gets the rules of Kriya Shema. But Ein the book is a very solid question. I think the question is better than the answer. He says, but Dafka B'Kriya Shema is because of Shema, and they don't have Shema by Birchas HaMazon. I gotta look into that. I'll send you an email later. So Ella Mai. So what is going on? We have to say that the Mishnah in Shumos is not like Rav Yossi. We're going to go back and say the Mishnah in Shumos is like Rabbi Yehuda, that did the Eved in Chatchila Lo, that only Bidi Eved Yotze the Truma if you don't say the Bracha out loud. Now, if that's the case, Ella, so then we have the question, Ella Hadotani, with another Brisa. A Brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda Bered Rabbi Shimon Mpazi, Cheresh Hamidaver, Ve'eno Shomeya, Torem Lechatchila. Here we see that the Cheresh can be Torem Lechatchila. So who's that? Somani. That's Lo Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it's only Bidi Eved, and it's Lo Rabbi Yossi, it's not Rabbi Yossi, who basically says that you always have to hear yourself. So he says, E Rabbi Yehuda Ha'omer Di Eved In. E Rabbi Yossi Amar Di Eved Nami Lo. So who's that mission? So who's this second Brisa going back? So Gemara says, El Lo Olam Rabbi Yehuda. No, the mission, the Brisa over there is Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda Afil Lechatchila Nami. This Brisa here is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Elimbi Lechatchila, the Cheresh can be Torim, even if he doesn't hear the Bracha. So who's that Brisa in, who's that Brisa, the Mishnah in Trumas going like? Right, below Kasha, Hadi today, the Brisa here is like Rabbi Yehuda, Vahadir Ave. And when it comes to Birchas Hamazon, when it comes to Truma, to make the distinction between Lechatchila and Bidi Eved, that is Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe. Who's Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe? Well, let's just, up to now, okay, let's just summarize for a second. We have, I think we have four Mishnayos or Brisos that we're discussing, right? The first Mishnah is got to be Kriya Shema, that Rabbi Yossi says that even Bidi Eved, you're not Yotze if you're not Hishmila Ozo. And the question is, Rabbi Yehuda, is it Lechatchila or not? We have the Brisa by benching, that Lechatchila you have to hear, but Bidi Eved, if you didn't hear, you're Yotze. We have the Mishnah by Truma that says, has the distinction between Lechatchila and Bidi Eved. And we have the Brisa of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shimon Pazi, that Lechatchila by the Truma as well. So Gemara says, one is going to go like Rabbi Yehuda, and one's like Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe. Ditnan, we have, it should be the sign, it's a Brisa. This is a Brisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who's Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe, Hakore es Hashma, Sarach Sheyashmiel LeOzno. You have to hear it out loud. The Brisa Mashma over here, that Sarach, using the word, is that Bidi Eved. Shenemar, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's only Lechatchila. You have to hear it out loud. So he makes, Yehuda's Rebbe makes a distinction between Lechatchila and Bidi Eved. Amalei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, no. Harei hu Omer. The Pasuk says, Asher Enochim Tzav Chayom Al Levavecha. Achar Kavanas Halev Hein Hein Advarim. You can even do it. Don't have to hear it out loud. So Gemara says, wait a second. Why are you making a distinction now between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe? Just now making a distinction between Rabbi Yehuda and we have Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir now seems to be the one to indicate that Lechatchila, you can say it even quietly. So Hashta the Asis Lahachi. Now that you've come to Rabbi Meir's Shita, I feel team Rabbi Yehuda can Rabbi Yisri relay. You can say Rabbi Yehuda even holds like his Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rav Elazar ben Azariah that all these times you have to just read it Lechatchila out loud, but Bidi Eved you're Yotze. And therefore, Velo Kasha, Harav Meir, Harav Yehuda. The Brisa that says that the Cheresh can be Torah Lechatchila, that's a go coin to Rabbi Meir. Because he says you can do it Lechatchila. But Hadi Rabbi Yehuda, but the Mishnah in Shumos and the Brisa by benching, which makes a chilik between Lechatchila and Bidi Eved, that's going according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. That's going to go to Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So basically what you have is three Shitas. On one extreme you have Rabbi Meir who says, even Lechatchila, you do not have to hear yourself. On the other extreme you have Rabbi Yossi who says, if you don't hear yourself, you're not Yotze. In the middle, you have Rabbi Yehuda and his Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who say that Lechatchila, yes, but Bidi Eved, you are Yotze. Okay. Maybe do the halacha now. Do the halacha now. Simon Samach Beis, Sif Gimel. Sarich lehashmiel laozno masha motzi piv. Shulchan Aruch Paskins. You must hear what your voice, what you have to hear what you've said by your voice. Ve'im lo hishmiel laozno yatsa. But, b'di Eved, Rabbi Yehuda. And why? Because you see in the Gemara, it's going to pass like Rabbi Yehuda explicitly. Ve'im lo hishmiel laozno, if he did not say it out loud, you are Yotze. Ubilvad she Yotze b'svasav. As long as you have to say it with your lips. You can't just be maharart. You can't say it without moving your lips, because as Mr. Brewer points out, that kaimalon hiru lav kedibur dami. Just thinking something is not kehihur. We'll see that later on, whether that also applies to learning. That applies to learning or not. But there's an interesting tafachayim. It's quoted over here in the Dirshu Mr. Brewer. Let's say you're in a big shul, and it's very loud, very noisy. Everyone's saying Kriya Shema out loud. So you're saying it out loud. Normally, you're able to hear yourself. But in this shul, it's a massive shul, everyone's either talking or it's very loud, you can't hear yourself. So are you Yotze in that case? So he says that, no, you're not Yotze, you're Yotze Lechatchila. He says, no, you're not. You mamash have to hear yourself, so if you're in a very loud shul where everyone's talking, you say Kriya Shema very loud, so you can make sure you hear yourself. Okay. Now the Gemara's going to deal with this similarly again, with a different Mishnah. Tan Hasam. We learn in the Mishnah in Megillah. Okay? This is by Kriyas Megillah on Purim. Hakol Ksheirim Likros as a Megillah. Everyone is kosher to read the Megillah. And women are not left off, so this goes into the whole sugya whether or not women can read Megillah or not. Chutz, they can read it, but they can be Yotzei men. Chutz Mecheir, someone who's Medaber, who's not Shomeya. Shoti Bekatan. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir Bekatan. Rabbi Yehuda says a Katan can read Kriyashma. So Mantana Cheres di Eben Nami Lo. Who says that a Cheres also cannot read it? He can't read it. Cheres can't hear. So Amar Rav Masna Rav Yosi. That's Rav Yosi who says that you have to hear. So therefore, a Cheres can't. This guy who can't hear can't read it. Ditznan Akoros Hashma Velo Shmila Ozno Yotza. Divrei Rav Yehuda, right? They put in Rav Yehuda, but that's not in our Mishnah. Rav Yosi Omer Lo Yotza, you're not Yotza. Just like you're not Yotza by Kriyas Shema, therefore the Cheres can't read it when it comes to Megillah. So Gemara says, wait a second. Umi Maid Rav Yosi V'Di'evan Nami Lo. Who says that the psul of the Cheres in our Mishnah is even B'Di'evan? You're not Yotza. Right? Dilma, maybe Rav Yehuda he. Maybe this Mishnah is in Megillah is going like Rav Yehuda. That L'Chadchilo Hu D'Lo. That only L'Chadchilo the Cheres can't read it. How did Yehuda shop your dami? But if Yehuda, if he did read it, you're Yotzei. So Gemara says, no, lo sol gadaita. You can't say that. The katani cheres dumi the shote v'katan, because it says cheres shote v'katan. It puts them all in the same category, right? The katani cheres dumi shote v'katan. Ma shote v'katan Yehuda nami lo. Just like a shote v'katan, even with Yehuda, they can't read. Ab cheres Yehuda nami lo. So too, a cheres cannot read it out loud. The Gemara says, wait a second. But Yom Hakadisa Hakadisa. Who says that? Maybe this writing. Maybe the whole Mishnah is talking about lichatchila. And this one has its rules, and this one has its own rules. Why do they have to say exactly the same? So Gemara says, no, me much like Rabbi Yehuda. How can you say that the Resha is like Rabbi Yehuda? Hadn't we kind of say Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'katan? Rabbi Yehuda says explicitly that he machshir a katan to read, right? Nechal the Resha, la Rabbi Yehuda he. That's mashma that the Resha is not Rabbi Yehuda, so therefore it cannot be Rabbi Yehuda. So the Mishnah is going to be like Rabbi Yossi. So v'dilma kula Rabbi Yehuda he. Maybe the whole thing is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Right, Dimra Yehuda, he treigam nekaton, and there are two types of katanim here: the chesur mechshav hachitani, and there's a missing in text, meaning it should read as follows: Hakol kshayim likros esam Megillah, chutz mecheres shol tivakaton. Everyone can read the Megillah except for cheres shol tivakaton. Vamed dvarim amurim. When do we see that a katan is possible from reading the Megillah? That's bekatan shelo gil lechinuch. That's where a katan who hasn't reached the age of chinuch yet. Aba katan shegil lechinuch, afil lechatchila kosher. Even it is kosher. Divi Rabbi Yehuda, Shabbi Yehuda Machshir B'Katan. So maybe it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. We're not sure. Tosos points out interesting. He says, Tosos Rabbi Yehuda on the other on Amud Aleph says, Im Telmar Be'ezer Katan Mayri. What Katan are we talking about? Ibe Katan Shalom Gila Chinuch. If it's a Katan who hasn't reached Chinuch, like we just said, we know for a fact Shakol She'inu Mechuy B'Davar Inu Motzer Sarabim. He can't be Motzer anybody. So what's Rabbi Yehuda talking about, right? My time with Rabbi Yehuda the Machshir. The Im Higila Chinuch, and if he has reached Chinuch. So my time with the Rabbanan, the Asri. Why are they Asr? A Katan said the Rabbanan, Mikra Megillah is the Rabbanan, come one the Rabbanan, and we don't say another the Rabbanan. So here the Tosis gives two answers, but I want to focus on the second answer, at six lines to the bottoms. He says, Inami, Hasam Lekab Katan El Chad the Rabbanan. But here, it's two the Rabbanans. Aval, Hachag, the Gabi Katan, Ikatarti the Rabbanan. Because number one, you have the Megillah, which is within the Rabbanan, and number two, a Katan is only reading it within Chinuch. So it's a double the Rabbanan, according to Tosos, it's not going to be Yotzei a single the Rabbanan, meaning a regular person. So Tosos makes a distinction that not all the Rabbanans are equal. You have two the Rabbanans, cannot be Yotzei one the Rabbanan. One the Rabbanan can be Yotzei one the Rabbanan, but two the Rabbanans cannot. That's why it makes a distinction by the cases where a Katan is being Yotzei a Gadol when it comes to Birchas HaMazon. We're talking about a Gadol who didn't have today's Sviya, and he's only benching with the Rabbanan. So the Katan who has a Din Chinuch can be Yotzei that Gadol from his Din, the Rabbanan. Okay. So getting back, V'dilma ha'kedi, I'm sorry, Mayu Kimta. So what have we established the Mishnah Megillah like? We're saying that it's going like Rabbi Yehuda. We just said that the Cheres in the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the Eved in the Chachilah lo. But with the Eved, you're Yotzei if the Cheres read it, but the Chachilah, you're not Yotzei. So Gemara says, again, the same shock with Tari that we had before. V'el ha'da tani, we have a Bryce that says, Rehuda b'rei, Rabbi Yishmim ben Pasi, Cheres ha'medabra in ha'shamei ertom, the Chachilah. Here you see that a Cheres who doesn't make the bracha, he doesn't get the bracha, can be doing the Chachilah. So who's that? Money, low Rabbi Yehuda. It's not Rabbi Yehuda because he says it's only for the Eved, and below Rabbi Yosi. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda, the Eved in Chilolo, Rabbi Yosi, the Eved Namilo. We just established Rabbi Yosi says even for the Eved, you're not Yotzei if you don't hear it. So who is this Brisa regarding the Truma going like? So Elamai, what must you say? Rabbi Yehuda he. It's going like Rabbi Yehuda. The Afilu Lechachila Nami. We say that the Brisa is that is Brisa going like Rabbi Yehuda, and even Lechachila you can be you can. even lechatchila, you can you don't need to hear it. So therefore, our Mishnah Kriya Shema is lechatchila. The Mishnah in Megillah by a katan, by a cheresh, would not be Rabbi Yehuda, because he would say that a cheresh lechatchila can even read it. So Ella my Rabbi Yehuda he shafil lechatchila nami. Ella Hadatanya, with the following brayso that says lo yivarch adam birchas hamazon belivo. You can't bench without hearing it. That's a difference between the chachil and b'diavet. So mani huzikol like lo Rabbi Yehuda lo Rabbi Yosi takol Rabbi Yehuda takol Rabbi Yosi. The Rabbi Yehuda ha'amar afilu chachil nami. He says even chachil you don't have to hear yourself. And the Rabbi Yosi ha'amar afilu b'diavet nami lo. Yeah, b'diavet you have to hear even b'diavet you have to hear yourself because you learned enough from Shema. The same question that Josh had before. Lo olo am Rabbi Yehuda he. No, we're gonna say that the brayso that says that a cheresh can be told in chachil that is Rabbi Yehuda he. Ba'afilu chachil nami the lo kash haday hadarabe. Once his own shita, once the shita of his Rebbe. His shita by himself is that you can do it lechatchila. The shita of his Rebbe is only b'di'evet. The Sanya, because here he quotes it correctly as a braisa. Am Rabbi Yehuda Mishmar Lazar ben Azariah. Hakaris Hashema Sarach Sheyashmiel lo ozno. Shenemar Shema Yisrael. And Amar Lord Meir Harehu Omer Asher Nochum Tzafim Al Mavecha Achar Kavanas Halev Hein Hein Hadvarim. You only have to say. You don't have to hear it. So Gemara says Hashtala Asul Chachi. Now that we have the shita of Meir. You consider Yehuda holds like his Rebbe that makes the distinction between the Chachila and B'di'evet. Below Kasha, and there is no Kasha, right? Because HaRabbi Yehuda, the Braisa that says by benching and by Truma that the Chachila you have to hear it, but B'di'evet, the Chachila you have to hear, but B'di'evet you don't have to, that is Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda like his Rebbe. But HaRabbi Meir, the Braisa that says that the Chachila can be Torah and the Chachila, that is Rabbi Meir. Again, that's Mishitos. Rabbi Yossi says you must hear in all situations. Rabbi Meir says there's no need to hear. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying in the middle that you have to do it, but with B'di'evet, you are Yotzei. Amr of Chizda, Amr of Shilah, this is what we saw in the Shulchan Aruch already. Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, sh'amr mishum r'lazim ben Azariah. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Lazar ben Azariah, that HaKoris HaShema, Sarach Sheshmi Ozno, but B'di'evet, you are Yotzei. And then the Mishnah, and it continues, Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that you're Yotzei. So wait, we just said both. What do you have to say both for? Utsricha, and the Gemara says you need to tell us that in both instances. The iash in halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Had you just said that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, so havamina, I would have thought afilu lechachila. Maybe that's Rabbi Yehuda, one of our havaminas, that even lechachila, if you didn't hear your kriya shema, you are yotzei. Kamash malon halacha Rabbi Yehuda sh'ar mishum Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. That lechachila you have to. Maybe you had the Havim think that is even b'di'evet, you're not Yotzei. Kamash Milan, the halacha of Yehuda in our Mishnah, that you are Yotzei. Okay. Rabbeinu Yonah points out, we just said also here that lo yivarech adam birchas hamazon v'libo in birch Yotzei. Rabbeinu Yonah says, hi darmina b'libo, we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah gets this from somewhere. Rabbeinu Yonah says, lo b'machshav levad ka'amar. You can't just have thought. Devadai behir lo yotze. You're not yotze behir alev. Da kaimelan hir la kadibar dami. Ela ratzaloma afavish lo hishmila ozno. Keva chachatach b'svasa. Once you move your lips, yotze. So he quotes now. Omer mori harav. This is the Talmid of Rabbeinu Yonah. So they're quoting the mori. They're quoting Rabbeinu Yonah. Shemisha mischai bebracha. Someone mischai bebracha. The ainu yochel la omra. He can't say it for whatever reason. Shein yadov nikios. His hands aren't clean. Osha omer makum sheinov naki. He's standing in a unclean place. Someone is sick in a hospital bed, he's got a bed bed, he's got something that it's not clean. He can't say it out loud. So in that case, there you can do it behirur. Just don't say it out loud. Even though you have, in order to be yotze, you have to say it. Hashem will see his situation and give him the schar in the machshava that he should do that. So I think actually the pasuk that in the end of the pasuk that as well. If you're in this place, you should just be mahar and try to do it that way. Okay. Gemara continues. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, machlokes b'kriyashma. The machlokes is by kriyashma. Whether or not, if you heard it by, if you yotze, if you didn't hear it. But shar mitzvos, divrei kol lo yotze. But all of the mitzvos, all of the brachas, you have to hear it. Right? The chsiv, the pasuk says, is by Moshe talking about, by Avros Moes, he says, haskes ushma Yisrael. You know, awaken and hear. So you see that all mitzvos have to be done out loud. Where it says, meisvei, wait a second. What did we just have the mishnah that we call by benching? Lo yivarech adam birchas hamazon b'libo, v'im birech yotze. If you didn't hear it, libo means you said it, but you didn't hear it. You're Yotzei. So how can you tell me all the mitzvahs you're not Yotzei? You see clearly that you are Yotzei. So you don't know. Eli it mar hachi it. I messed it up. I did it backwards. Amar Rav Yosef machlokes. It's only by Kriyashma. The machlokas is only by Kriya Shema. Because there it says Shema Yisrael, and that's where Rabbi Yosef had the drasha that if you didn't hear it, you're not Yotze B'diavet. Ava b'shar mitzvos, but all other mitzvos, and this goes back to your question, Joshua, what about benching that we just said? Ava b'shar mitzvos, dibrei kol yotza. When it comes to all other mitzvos, dibrei kol your yotze if you didn't hear it. So Gemara says, the haksiv haskei shishma Yisrael, doesn't say haskei shishma Yisrael, you have to hear. So ahu, that's talking about, but dibrei Torah ksiv, that is talking about the words of Torah. But what does that mean? Talking about the words of Torah. So Rashi says, hahu, it's like two-thirds of the way down. It says, Ahu, Haskei Shishma B'Divrei Torah, Ksiv B'Divrei Karoa, Kitatu Atzveichem B'Divrei Torah. We really have to strive to understand the words of Torah. But others learn, other Rishonim learn, that no, what it's talking about is that when you're learning and you're saying Torah, you mamish have to say it, you have to say it out loud. So that goes into a machlokas, whether or not you're Mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, be hear her. So, the Pnei Yeshua says that from Rashi, the maskara from Rashi is that you don't have to hear it out loud. You have to strive to understand it. But the pashas of the Gemara, and he also quotes a Gemara in Ervin, a maestro from Bruria, the wife of Rav Meir, she got upset at a Talmud who was learning quietly. So mashma, even learning quietly is not a good thing. But you have to learn out from. You have to really learn it. You have to learn it out loud. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav, which is the Alter Rebbe, Shneur Zalman Ladi, he quotes in his Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Beis, if you'd base, that kol adam tzarech lizar lahotzi b'svasav ulahashmiya la'ozmav kol ma'ashe lomed. You have to say out loud what you're learning. What? You have to say out loud what you're learning. That's what he says. And Shulchan Aruch in Simon Mem Zayin Siv Dalid, let's read it inside, Mem Zayin Dalid. Mem Zayin? Yeah, Mem Zayin. Mem Zayin Dalid says, Hamaharir B'Divrei Torah, if you're just having hearer B'Divrei Torah, Eino Tzorech Levara. You don't have to make a Birkas Torah. If you wake up in the morning and you just Maharir B'Divrei Torah, you don't make a Birkas Torah. Mashma, that's not considered learning, right? He says, Dihiro Lakadibur Dami. Well, the fees said, he says, Yesh Lehizar Le'osan Alon Be'ir Mitocha Sefer. Mr. Brewer says, Sheyizar Lehotzi Ksas Divrei Torah B'Peh Achar Bracha. You have to say the words of Torah. Ve'im Eino Omer Bircha Tzukim Bircha Tzvayim Mashad Divrei Torah Achar Bracha Tzvayim Tzvayim. Seems Mr. Brewer seems to be saying, Menachem, that as long as you say after Bircha Torah out loud, he said the Bracha Hashem, he said that out loud, then you're okay. You have to say something out loud. That's what I think he says over here. But the Gra says that no. He says that Pashut, hear her B'Talmud Torah, is clearly also Limud Torah, because he quotes a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, by Yoshua, it says, V'Gisa B'Yom V'Laila. And what is V'Gisa? He quotes another Pasuk in Tehillim, it says, the Pasuk says, V'Hegyon Libi. Hegoyon V'Gisa is in the heart. So clearly, hear her, he says, hear her is definitely Kriyas HaTorah. And the Mishnah Berurah, the Beir Halacha quotes it. He says that it's clearly that. And the Mishnah Berurah is enough time. The Beir Halacha and Simon Mem Zayin discusses this machlokas between the Gra and the Shulchan Aruch as to whether or not Hirhur is sufficient to be Limud Torah, and also whether or not Hirhur would then constitute a halacha that you would have to say Birkas Torah for. Also, there's always the story of the Ragat Shavu who always could stop learning. So the bathroom, we had a very tough time, and it was just Mahayir. According to the Gra, that's still just learning Torah. It makes no difference. I guess all those things of where you can and can't learn Torah, it probably makes a difference whether the hearer is considered limud or not. Okay. Mishnah said, "Kara velo diktik v'osio seha." You weren't very careful with the words. Rav Yosef says you're yotze, or you just say you're not yotze. Amar Rav Tavi, Amar Rav Yosef. Halacha k'divrei shneim lahakel. Both cases we go l'kula. So the halacha is like Rav Yehuda, that's mekel when it comes to hearing, and the halacha is like Rav Yosef, who's mekel when it comes to diktik osio seha. You have to be very careful. You have to be careful, but you're still yotze. Remember, Rabbi Tavi, Amar Rabbi Yosef, my dick say, what does the pasuk say? Shalosh heina lo tizbana. There are three things that are never satisfied. Sha'ol v'otzer racham. It's the, I guess, Gehenim and the womb. V'chi ma'inyon sha'ol etzel racham. What's the connection between Gehenim and the womb? El lo malach, to teach you, little gata for today, ma rechem machnes u'motzi. Just like the rechem is machnes zera, and then he's motzi of lot. Af sha'ol, so to Gehenim is machnes a person who motzi. And also level, but to this amazim, sha'ol, the Gehenim will let people out. Ah, v'halo dvar v'kal v'chomer. Reason is that kal v'chomer, I guess. Uma rechem she machnesim bo b'chashai. The rechem is machnes to zera in private. Motzimi menu bekoli kolos. When it comes out, there's a lot of screaming of happiness. So old gehenim shemachnisim bo bekoli kolos. There's a lot of crying and screaming when someone goes to gehenim, when someone goes to dies. Eino din shemotzimi menu bekoli kolos. He's also going to be motzi bekoli kolos, and therefore mikan shuvul omer ein tchilas hameisim haTorah. He has a clear cut raya that tchilas hameisim haTorah because of the hekesh between the rechem and the gehenim. Okay, clear cut. Tana Rav Oshi. I mean, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it talks about, you know, where is Tchias HaMesim, Shias Minotor Minayi? And they give like 25-30 sources. Well, that means there's Shiloh. If it was so clear cut, you wouldn't have people looking. But
there's more than one theory than most.
Right. Rabbi Raparnas once said that if there's a Shiloh and there's so many answers, you have to choose which one is right. If there's only one answer, then you know that's the right answer. I think maybe you've been saying it tongue-in-cheek, but that was his point, was that sometimes one answer is the best answer. So Tani Rav Oshia Kamei de Rava. Rav Oshia said Brisa in front of Rava. The Pasuk says Uksav Tom. Right? It's Uksav Tom. The question is, in the Kriya Shema, it also says the commandment to write Uksav Sam. So do you have to actually write in the mezuzah or say those words Uksav Tom? Uksav Tom Hakol Biksav. Afilu commandment to write has to be written in the mezuzah. The Amar Lachmani, right, Rabbi Yehudi, Amar Lachmani, who said this? That's Rabbi Yehudi. The Amar Lagabi Sota, Rabbi Yehudi Lagabi Sota, Olos Kosef Savos, Eino Kosef. But when it comes to the Sota, writing the Parsha Sota, you don't write the commandment to write the words, you just write the curses, right? V'hasam hu d'ksiv v'kasav esa olos ha'ela. Because over there it says you have to write the curses. Aval hachan d'ksiv v'ksav tam, it says v'ksav tam, afil tzavos nami, even the commandments you have to write. So asu taimid Rabbi Yehuda, mishum d'ksiv v'kasav, u'mishum d'ksiv, is it because it says Mishum Dekseiv V'Ksav? Time of the Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Dekseiv Kasav Esa Alos. You have to write the curses. Alos in Savos Lo. Someone says, no, it's Rech Sachalak Amina Neil Ksiv V'Ksiv Mehasam. Maybe because they Shava from here to there. And my Hasam Alos in the curses, yes, Savos Lo. Ahachanami Savos Lo. You wouldn't write the commandment. So Kasar Rechman Uksav Tav to teach you at Tfilut Savos. You even have to write the commandment to write. Has to be written as well. Tanya Avadja Hamei de Rava. Ravaja says in front of Ravaja, you have to be very careful. Limadatam sheyam limudach tam. You have to have, your limadatam has to be very perfect. Sheyitein revach ben hadvekim. You have to separate between the words. So very careful. A lot of people are makvid. Be very careful to separate between the words of Shema. And give some examples. Ani Rav Basrei, you go on al levavecha. You don't say al levavecha. It sounds like one word. You say al, then separate levavecha. Al levavchem. Bechol levavcha. Bechol levavchem. Esev Bisodcha, Ravadtem Mehira, Hakanaf Pasil, Eschem Meyaoris. You have to be very careful to separate those words. Amar Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Kol Akari Kriyashma, whoever reads Kriyashma, Medakdek Biyososea, as Medakdek in the words, Mitzanin Logehenim. He may go to hell, but it's going to be cool for him. Shenemar, Bifaresh, Shakdai, Melachim, Bat Hashleg, Bitsalmon, I don't know what the drush is, Altakri Bifaresh, El Patakri Bifaresh, El Bifaresh, which is a lashon of Mefurash, saying with a shin, not with a sin, and not the Kribit Salmon, which means dark, Elabit Salmavis, which means Gehenim, that if you Mefarish the word Shakai, then you're going to be saved from Gehenim. Tostos over here points out that there are other places. He says, Rav Alpis Mach Mosif, to go in the Chara Af, right? The Imlo Yitain Revach between Chara Af, as Nira Kimo Vicharaf, which is a problem. That means that you're getting angry and cursing. Vichain Mosif Uriisem Oso, Usechartim Es, Vasisem Es, Sesarich litain revach ben mem shabasof teva la'al shabatchilas teva. You have to separate between the mem and the aleph because the aleph is a very soft sound. And he also says you have to be very careful with the zayin and tiskeru. So lo yishma with the shin, which makes it sound tiskeru, like you're getting reward. You can't do that. The chay adam in simen kaf aleph sif yud beis, he adds, and it's a minute, it happens to be a minute that I have as well, is that in order to avoid all these items, you should read kriyishma bitamim, with the laning truck. Because if you read it with the truck, then basically, and you read it properly with the truck, then automatically you're going to separate the words. Because that, by definition, the truck breaks up each word. Okay? We'll stop here. Everyone have a good day.